What is that?
What is what?
What is that Xbox thing?
It's upside down.
But what is it, though?
It's like, it just, I don't know, sticks to a window. It was here, I think, probably last time you did the video.
Was it? So this is the new Microsoft IP phone here. This is, like, hooked up to the interweb.
Dude, this phone is the best thing.
Really?
It has a dial tone and buttons.
What is this thing that's attached to the end of it?
It's called a handset. You kind of hold it up. Let me demonstrate.
What is this part, though?
Like this. It's called a cord.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. Really the technology
weird.
That you find at Microsoft.
Yeah. Unlike other phones, I don't have to log in into this phone to dial people.
It is revolutionary and evolutionary.
Yes, this phone does not have a fingerprint reader. It does not have a touchscreen. It is not connected to the internet.
It's probably a petri dish of germs, though.
Well, that's no different than, let's say...
Plus, you get tangled up in this part.
No, look. Look how nice and clean this
is.
Yeah,
somehow I don't,
like, the mess up
somehow I don't see that lasting.
No, it gets to that state, but then I fix it.
Mm.
You know, you hold up the, you hold it up and let it twirl around. So, I mean, come on, everybody's done that.
Yeah, I've never seen a phone like that before.
No.
No.
Well, welcome to Redmond, my friend.
So, how are you, Elon?
Good. Handsome, how have you been?
Oh, you know, just taking credit for your work.
Well, I'm a manager, so I know what that's like. I'm today going to hopefully just take a lot of credit for a lot of other people's work as well.
Rock on. So MVC has catapulted you to the middle.
Middle management, yeah. It's sort of the netherworld of working.
So you have lead at the end of your name now.
Yes.
And the beginning also.
Beginning or it's
lead
it's in there.
Software
it's
developer lead.
Software developer engineer lead.
Lead.
Or
cool.
Led. Led.
Past tense, because you've done very little.
No, I was thinking like the atomic elements.
Oh.
Led. I'm toxic, but useful.
Wow. I'm going to edit that out because it was not funny. So, MVC2.
I can't compete with
MVC2, my friend, talk to me. I just talked to Brad Wilson, and one of the things we didn't talk about was validation. I know validation, when I did the Nerd Dinner sample, the validation is very crappy because
yeah.
I did a poor job. Tell me why it will be awesome now.
Sure. Well, we can talk about it. We can also look at some code.
Let's do that.
That's cool.
Get some giant, give me some giant fonts, brother.
Oh, dude.
Consolus.
Check this out. This is my Lincoln SQL model. This is actually a demo. As I said, I just ripped other people off.
Mm.
What we have here is just a really, really simple demo of the new client validation feature that we're working on in ASP.NET MVC 2.
Okay.
And what I have here is a very simple database model. So this is
the database.
Yeah, customer. This is a database. So I have a customer table, and it's got a few properties. They're not particularly interesting.
Okay.
If you've ever used dynamic data or data annotations in the past, you're familiar with the data annotations attributes that you can apply.
Okay.
So I have, for example, I have my customer metadata class, and I say this field is required, and there's a particular error message I want to use. I can have additional custom validators, like this is a money field.
What if I wanted that text internationalized? What would I put there in error message?
Oh, there's built-in support for this. What you can say here is, if you zoom in on this part here, you can specify an error message
resource
type and a resource name, and the framework will automatically pick up.
Oh, okay, so I don't have to go and say get string.
No, absolutely not. It's all built right in.
So what's this money here? Is that a new type, or did you make
this? This is a custom, this sample that I ripped off from Levi on our team is a custom validation attribute that validates that this is in fact decimal numeric value. So there are a few custom validations here, but you can either write your own or you can use the built-in ones. There's a maximum string length attribute. There's a regular expression.
Well, like Nerd Dinner has latitude and longitude, so
sure.
I might want to make a coordinate specific.
Yeah, absolutely.
One.
You want to verify it's between minus 180 and plus 180 and so forth. With a certain amount of decimal.
Nicely
points
done, showing your knowledge of how the world works in 360 degrees.
Yes.
Very subtle.
Yes.
I think everyone caught that.
Oh well. You're welcome, world.
Okay, so this is metadata.
So we have our database. We applied some metadata to it. The controller we're going to look at is not. There's nothing particularly interesting about it. It just lists, the customers in my database. I think I have the page running here. So I have the page running here. So we can click on it, and it's going to show a list of customers that we have.
Wow. So you can click on it.
Yes. MVC supports hyperlink technology.
Wow.
I know, it's pretty amazing. You hover over the links and it, has little.
It's just like HyperCard.
I don't even know what that is, but,
You don't know about HyperCard? How old are you?
HyperCard. not
didn't
old
you
enough,
have a, didn't you have a tiny black and white Macintosh with a 6-inch screen?
Never
and
owned a Mac.
Ah, you young people.
X86 all the way. Well,
oh,
and
dude.
X64.
System 6, my friend. That was where... All right.
Can you edit that part out?
Yeah, I'm gonna
that
go,
part wasn't
that was,
funny?
Dude, the fact that you don't know HyperCard is going to be in the comments on this video. Anyway, do a little Wikipedia for HyperCard.
I'll do that later. By the way, if you, okay. Anyway, so
so create.
So we have a list, so we can create a customer. And I'm zoomed in. I'm running IE7 because I'm old school. So we can enter. Well, what I first want to show is that we have an automatic template here. In my view, all I've done is I've called the new HTML editor for model helper method. This is a helper method that Brad, who you just talked to, built. And what this will do is it'll look at the type of my model, which is a customer object, and automatically generate some UI for it. And that's where these labels and text boxes come from. I didn't have to write any HTML to get that behavior.
Mm-hmm.
However, if I want to customize that, I can use the new template helpers that Brad talked about. And in this editor templates folder here, I can have a series of partial views. And I'm using the WebForm view engine, so they're ASCX files. But you can use other view engines like Spark or whatever else is out there.
Cool.
And inside these, I can define custom templates. So, for example, for a customer object, I want every row to be, inside a paragraph tag, or I can add a header here.
And you're just drilling down. So you're saying I want an editor for customer, but you're also delegating, kind of
exactly.
Recursing down.
Exactly. I'm not concerned with what the types are of company name or number of employees, net worth, or line of credit. I'll just say, hey, MVC system, figure it out for me. If you have a custom template for those, that's great. If not, just generate a template.
So it can go as deep as you want it to go.
Yep, all the way down to the basic value types, like integer and decimals.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so we have our templates, and now if I hit refresh, because I now enabled those templates, we get our custom templates. So I have the Hi Scott up here
nice,
that I added, and
nice.
We get the nice Hi Scott. So I can enter a new company name, so I'll say Hansel Corp. How many employees are
Oh, we
company?
Have at least 100 employees.
At least 100, so I'll say 100. And I'm not going to bother entering any of the other information, so I'll hit submit. It did a post to the server, and we get an error and we get some error message because I didn't fill in all this information. Well, that was great, but every time I hit submit, it jumped back to the top of the page.
Yeah.
It was
server-side validation.
Server-side validation. This we already had support for in ASP.NET MVC 1.0, which came out about 7 months ago. What I can do to enable client-side validation is in my master page. I need to include the necessary script files.
Right.
So the current release builds on jQuery and jQuery validation. And in addition to that, we have a little helper library that adapts some of the jQuery validation APIs to work with our MVC infrastructure. So I've included those. And in my view page, right before my call to begin form, so this is my call to begin form.
Right.
All I need to do is, it's really hard to, I'm going to look at your screen to see what I'm typing because I can't see.
Enable
client validation. So I can put that in there.
Okay.
I will go back to the main page just to get this to reload. We can go back and add, create a new, this IE thing is getting really annoying. So I can enter, so you are Hansel Corp, you said about 100 employees, and when I hit save, no postback. We got some client-side validation action,
so
it automatically set focus.
You do a view source for me. This is all
Absolutely.
jQuery, it's all magic.
Yep, so...
It's very clean.
Here's
There's
the view
no.
source. The critical part is actually here at the bottom. Let me turn on
there it is,
line
right
wrapping. We have this giant JSON blob where we call enable client validation. We ship down all this metadata. So we have regular expression patterns. We have indication of which fields are required and so forth. And the little helper library that we have there will take this JSON metadata about what the required fields are, what the error messages are, and enable validation for all the fields in the page.
So I could use the jQuery validation in the kind of the classic way and do it manually. But here... You took the metadata that was sitting on the server-side object, and you only declared it one place.
Yes.
And then
exactly.
You get, so it gets more dry.
Absolutely. Dry is the don't repeat yourself concept is here everywhere. And not only is it dry, I didn't have to know anything about client script. I just had to include 3 JavaScript files.
Uh huh.
Call enable client validation.
That's all I had to do. Now, you can customize this by writing additional script, but you don't have to.
Now, what if I knock out, what if I, like, I'm evil, and I try to submit this, and I turn off JavaScript? The server-side validation will still carry?
Sure, absolutely. The client validation is basically a layer that is enhances the user interface of the application. It doesn't change the security of the application or anything like that. So if I didn't turn off JavaScript in my browser and hit submit, we'd go back to the old behavior that we had before where, you know, it'll do a post to the server, you'll get error messages generated on the server.
Cool.
It won't scroll back, but I think the attacker is, if yeah. they get a user interface experience where it scrolls back to the top of the page every time they attack your site, it's not so bad.
And does MVC2 work on 4.0 or could it work on 3.5 also?
ASP.NET MVC 2 is built against .NET Framework 3.5 Service Pack 1, but it runs on .NET 4 as well. So we ship versions for Visual Studio 2008, and it's built into Visual Studio 2010.
Cool. I'm going to get Nerd Dinner updated right away.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very cool. Thanks, Alon. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott.